Good morning. Welcome to our service of Maundy Thursday here in Holy Week on April the 9th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit, incumbent of Christ Memorial Church, Anglican Church in Oshawa, and with me is my son Justin Greaves.
Morning.
Today is Maundy Thursday. Tomorrow is Good Friday, as you will know, and we will email a service to you, and you will be able to participate in that at home, we trust. And then Easter Sunday, we're looking for the glory of the resurrection, Easter Sunday celebration, which will be emailed out at 8 a.m. And it'll be a video service, which we hope you will enjoy. And you're invited as well to a virtual coffee hour, the Zoom coffee hour, again at 10:30. We hope to be able to get everybody in as much as possible to see one another and enjoy an informal time together Easter Sunday morning. We hope you, as well, that you can connect with us Monday to Friday on audio morning prayer. Pop us an email if you're not already on the list, and we'd love to include you. Donations can be made to Christ Memorial Church through the metal mail slot on Mary Street through the brown doors. And we thank you for those who have made their regular or Easter donations. And also you can give on our website, Christ Memorial Church website, and you can just simply click on the Give button on the main or home page. Non-perishable food items may be donated, which are usually come to Christ Church. You may take them to the Backdoor Mission on Bagot Street in downtown Oshawa behind Simcoe Street United if you wish to make a food bank donation. They're very much needed and appreciated. For more information, please call the church office at 905-728-8251. We love hearing from you. We also are thankful today for a Maundy Thursday service for those who helped put it together. Gloria Park, Claire Dukeman, Darlene Polchinski, Pamela West, and my son Justin Greaves. Maundy Thursday, this is the day that Christ, the Lamb of God, gave himself into the hands of those who would slay him. This is the day that Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room. This is the day that Christ took a towel and washed his disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us. This is the day that Christ, our God, gave us this holy feast, that we who eat the bread and drink the cup, when we're able to do that, unfortunately not just now, but perhaps giving thanks at home, may here proclaim his holy sacrifice and be partakers of his resurrection, and at the last day may reign with him in heaven. Cast your burden upon the Lord,
and he will sustain you.
Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Give me the joy of your saving help again,
and sustain me with your bountiful spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The hymn, Lord Jesus, Think on Me, sung and accompanied by Gloria Park, our music director.
Share thy joy at last.
The Collect for Maundy Thursday. Holy God, source of love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another as he loves us. Write this commandment in our hearts, and give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you on the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 4, and verses 11 to 14. The Lord said to Moses, Aaron, in the land of Egypt, this month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it, your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 116 Selections. I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me whenever I called upon him.
How shall I repay the Lord for all the good things he has done for me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his servants.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, hallelujah. A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also, saying, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 13 verse 1 to chapter 31 verse 35. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from the world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it in the hearts of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come to the God from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I'm doing, but later you'll understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You called me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you on an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man who has been glorified, and God has been glorified to him. If God has been glorified to him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look at me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reflection on Monday, Thursday. The day with the confusing name. The church I grew up in may well have commemorated the events of Holy Week, but I don't remember them because it seemed like we seemed to skip from Palm Sunday Hosannas in a rush to get to the glory of the Easter Alleluias. When I began to study the Gospels as an adult, the biblical record shows the events of Jesus' last week in all four Gospels, and they cause us not to rush but to slow down. On Monday, Thursday, 3 days before Easter, the church remembers the night Jesus gathered for his last supper with his disciples for the Passover meal, the night before he was crucified. There's that name again, Monday, Thursday. So is it Monday or is it Thursday? It sounds confusing, like we're saying Monday wrong. but it's Maundy, not Monday. So Maundy comes from the Latin mandatum, meaning command. In the same chapter where John recalls Jesus' Last Supper with the disciples, John chapter 13, Jesus gives a new commandment to love one another as I have loved you. That's the Christian's mandate, the mandatum, the command to love one another as Jesus loved. So Maundy, or mandate, comes from the command to love. Maybe a better name for Maundy Thursday is Love Thursday. Well, Thursday is also senior discount day at some stores. I wonder if it would catch on. Well, even the events of Maundy Thursday demonstrate the motivation behind the cross of Good Friday and the triumph of Easter. God so loved the world, John writes in John chapter 3, verse 16. The gospel reading for this evening offers a vivid picture of God loving the world. Jesus kneels before his friends, washing and drying their feet. John takes his time narrating the event, not rushing into it, as Jesus took his time washing each of the 12 disciples' feet, including Judas, who would later betray him. When Jesus interrupts his own actions, he speaks of love. The foot washing is an act of devotion from someone who loved the people he had spent so much time with, and who is about to be separated from them by death. When people reminisce about a loss, they often comment on how much they miss touching their loved one. They want to hold her hand again, or to snuggle into him, to get a hug, and or to give one. The foot washing pushes us to imagine Jesus loving like that. This is kind of disorienting, perhaps because we do not imagine Jesus needing anything, and we know enough about love to know it never shows up without need. It's easier to imagine Jesus as a teacher than a lover, or even as a servant rather than a lover. Peter is usually portrayed as wanting to avoid the foot washing altogether because of the way it highlights Jesus' servitude. Perhaps instead Peter is nervous about being loved. Sometimes we too seek a different kind of relationship with Jesus, more like a transaction than love. I'll do my best and you'll help me, like a coach or a teacher or a master with an apprentice. Together we'll do lots of good. Love, however, is less predictable than schooling. And when you are in love, you're inclined to do things you would not consider in a more rational state. Jesus loves. He takes hold of one foot at a time, dips it in the water, lifts it out again, and dries it off, and he moves to the next foot. As you travel through these 3 days, as you were kind of slowed down by COVID-19, but instead of just being slow to take the time to think and pray in these days, as you imagine yourself and those around us sharing in the story of worship, consider that God's love for the world shown in Christ is actually love, is something scary and beautiful and touching. Always it brings into focus the intense vulnerability of the one who just puts it all out there. Jesus loves that way. Jesus loves us that way. May we be slow enough to hear it, and may we be keepers of the command. Keepers of the command to love one another as I have loved you. What was Jesus thinking? The affirmation of faith. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. There is no commandment greater than these. Take a moment to pray on this Maundy Thursday and give thanks for God's many blessings to us. We give thanks for family, for friends, for our faith, whatever measure God has given us, and for our church family, for Christ Church, for all those, we're all kind of like shut-ins, isolated, and so there are many in our church community we think about and trust that they might know something of God's love more and more in their life. But we remember those particularly by name: Brenda Calhoun, Brenda Doherty, Carol Brown, Catherine Banks, David and his wife, Borner, Des and Susan Webster, Dolly Lawrence, Elizabeth Brown, Evelyn Morrison, Hazel Davis, Helen Ormiston, Ivan Locke, Jean Young, Joan Simkin, John and Joan Steer, Joyce Taylor, June Wanamaker, Lonnie and Bob Elliott, Lois Adam, Marie Cole, Mary Aldridge, Mary Long, Nancy Micklebost, Pat Foster, Pat King, and others known to us whom we wish to pray for silently or aloud. Remembering Christine Perryman and all those living with COVID-19, and those who care for them, and those who may be carriers but don't know it, help us to practice safe distance and hand washing, and to love in ways that are appropriate in this time period until it passes and we can continue to meet together as the family of God. All these things we pray on this Monday, Thursday, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who first loved us. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we have a song for you to enjoy. And it's called We Are Not Alone. And I'm thankful to David Reed for passing this along to me. And David Crome, who passed it along to me. It's We're Not Alone by Pepper Choplin, sung by the Sandy Ridge Mennonite Choir. The Dismissal. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow for Good Friday service.